You're listening to SBS News. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews is facing questions over possible infection control breaches at a hotel used for people with coronavirus. A number of so-called hot hotels have been used to house people with COVID-19 who can't isolate safely at their own homes. On Wednesday, contract cleaners employed at the Novotel Melbourne South Wharf were replaced by police in the middle of their shift after concerns were raised about infection control. Melbourne's Alfred Health had subcontracted staff from cleaning firm Spotless to provide non-clinical support at the hotel. This included customer service, grocery checks, and floor monitoring. But Alfred Health says the staff were not employed to provide security services. There was an expectation that they would report any breaches to the authorities. Premier Daniel Andrews says the contract cleaners were not acting as security guards.
They weren't providing security, and Alfred Health's made that clear. They were providing, I suppose you could say it was an extension of welfare work, I would have thought. You know, they're in place, someone needs something, if there were an issue, they would go and alert Victoria Police, for instance, and they would deal with that issue. That's the understanding I have.
And they got sent home halfway through, or midway through the shift?
Well, and Victoria Police have taken their place.
Why did that happen?
Sorry?
Why did that occur?
Well, as I understand it, there are a series of different points at which the program is changing and evolving, and I couldn't, for instance, as I stand here now, say to you that that is the last change. There is a program to transition.
Opposition leader Michael O'Brien says the subcontract cleaners clearly had some sort of enforcement role, given that they ended up being replaced by police officers.
We see that not only is Daniel Andrews and his government stuffed up, they're also now covering up, pretending that these guards weren't playing an enforcement role. Well, if they're working as floor monitors, they are there to make sure that infected travellers don't leave their hotel rooms. If they weren't playing a security role, why were they replaced by Victoria Police? Daniel Andrews has just not told the truth to Victorians. Frankly, after 800 deaths, the least we deserve from this Premier is honesty and competence. And this story shows that we've got neither.
Another two fatalities has brought Victoria's COVID-19 death toll to 800, and there are another 15 new cases. The number of active cases has fallen below 300 for the first time in more than 3 months. Daniel Andrews says he wants to see case numbers reduced to levels that can see Victoria experience what he calls a COVID normal.
A virus at such a low level that we can sustain that over the long term. That may even be for the majority or indeed the entirety of 2021. I think the vast majority of Victorians are determined to have a very different 2021 when compared to 2020, and that is all about making sure that we get these numbers low, open up, steady, safe, and stay open.
A report from the Aged Care Royal Commission has found there was insufficient preparation to deal with the pandemic, which the Commission has called the greatest challenge the aged care sector has faced. It's found there was confused and inconsistent messaging from aged care providers, the federal government, and the states and territories. It's made a total of 6 recommendations, including a call for a comprehensive plan for the sector and the deployment of infection control experts at all aged care homes. It also wants more mental health support for aged care residents, which it's found are experiencing greater anxiety, depression, loneliness, and suicide risk since the onset of the pandemic. Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck says the government accepts all the report's recommendations and will implement all of them. He's outlined some specific measures to be provided.
We're announcing an extra $10.8 million to enhance skills and leadership of aged care nurses to ensure older Australians and senior Australians receive the best care possible. And this will expand the Australian College of Nursing Scholarship Program, establish an aged care transition to practice program, and create skills development program for nurses and personal care workers in aged care.
Aged and Community Services Australia says the report contains fantastic recommendations to safeguard aged care from the pandemic, and it says the government should adopt them urgently. New South Wales has had six consecutive days with no locally acquired cases. There were two cases in hotel quarantine and another historic case. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says that particular case is an example of how easily the virus can go undetected.
This person was tested as a pre-work test assessment and found to have remnants of the disease. And what it demonstrates is that our suspicions about the disease lurking in the community without us getting every single case has proven to be the case. I'm reassured that it's an old case. However, we must maintain our vigilance.
South Australia is about to embrace what the state government calls vertical consumption. From midnight tomorrow night, restrictions will ease in pubs, clubs and wedding reception venues. It means people will be able to drink while standing up in outdoor areas in licensed venues, and dancing will be permitted at private events. Premier Stephen Marshall says it's a welcome development for the hospitality industry.
We know that this is a sector which has been very hard hit with the restrictions that have been in place for an extended period of time. These restrictions have been extraordinarily important in making sure that we can get through this pandemic as effectively as we can. But we know that there's an opportunity to stand up a lot of jobs in this sector if we can get the restrictions right.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.